So happy to be here with you this morning. As you know, I wasn't here last week, or if you were here last week and were looking for me, I wasn't here. But our wonderful, wonderful Patty Mercado took over for me. I was in Carlsbad. I was in Carlsbad because my friend Jane Claypool had her memorial service the day before, and I felt that what I wanted to do was to be listening to that message with the rest of her congregation and other wise women who were there. And so I did, and I'm so happy to be here. And Reverend Debbie gave the message at Carlsbad, and I wanted to share a couple of things from that message. So Joanne, I beg your pardon, you're hearing some things twice, the rest is all brand new. First of all, she started with this story, and I liked it a lot. She said, a rabbi, a priest, and an evangelical minister all arrived in heaven the same moment, and St. Peter wasn't ready for them. He said, just go down below, and when we're ready, we'll call you. When we get your rooms ready, we'll call you back up. Well, moments later, knock, knock, knock on the doors of heaven, and there's the devil saying, you've got to do something quick. The rabbi is teaching everyone how to live a good life. The priest is forgiving everyone, and the evangelical has raised enough money to put air conditioning in the whole place. And why it's good to start with a laugh is because laughter allows us to experience the presence of God, the goodness of God, because when we are in joy, we have experienced God's grace. Whether it's a joke or whether it's our experience of the beloved, it is the truth. So joy is good, laughter is great. In our journal, Melody Beattie says this, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So, in all things, give thanks. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Bible, not for all things, but in all things, give thanks. In other words, bring gratitude to whatever you're doing. Bring it with you. It is a multiplier of good. And whatever you think about, whatever you're grateful for, you bring more of that in your life. And in our journal, it reminds us, it's easy for most of us to count our blessings. Thanksgiving's coming up, my favorite holiday. It's easy to count. What good things have happened this last year or this last 10 years or 15 years or whatever. We can count the people that have become friends. We can count the good, the increase. And we can count our vital, vibrant health. We can look at all the ways that good is in our life. And good and God are synonymous. So we can look at all the ways God is in our life. That's pretty easy. And I invite all of us to do that, to make sure that we have noticed. There's a woman by the name of Sarah Ban Branock. It's spelled Breathnock. But anyway, she wrote a book called The Abundance Book, and she was on Oprah years ago. Actually, she wrote the book 3 years before she was on Oprah. She wrote the book because the start of the book says, follow your passion, follow your dream, and you'll be supplied. And her publisher said, well, okay, we'll try it, but this is a woman's book. It sold 25,000 copies the first year, which is really nothing in terms of publishing, but really good for a woman's book. What he meant by this is a woman's book is that there would be no marketing for it. It would have to be self-marketed, word of mouth. And she, before she ever got that first publication, she had 30 rejections. No one wanted to hear about gratitude. No one wanted to hear about abundance being created out of gratitude. And then finally she got it to Oprah. And then she was an overnight success. And She kept saying, if we can only get to Oprah, it'll be a miracle. And her staff said, it's not a miracle, you're working hard. And then in their thank you letter to her, they wrote, thank you for the miracle. Because this tiny little publishing company sold millions of copies of this book, which begins, follow your dream, follow your passion. And she was the first one that said, do a gratitude journal every day. 5 things you're grateful for every day. Come fair weather or foul, rain or sunshine, it doesn't matter. 5 things. I know Reverend Bruce says it have to be 150 things. No, it doesn't. That makes it really good increase. Start with 5. Commit to 5 a day. 5 things you're grateful for. You are grateful for. And then our journal goes on to say, and most people are also, they can also get to the place, most spiritual seekers, where they're grateful for God's abundance. We see it in nature all the time. It's so easy for us here in Southern California, where we see all the beauty and the every season of the year, we see things blooming and flowering and growing and the abundance. And for us to be grateful for that, and that, and God's good is actually invisible. We see the manifestations in nature, but God's good is invisible, and it is everywhere in every single one of us. And often, we're so busy with what we have, we don't open to a greater abundance. Second story from Reverend Debbie. She found a story that Krishna had come down to give the people the gift of life, the greatest gift they could ever imagine. And when he came down to the people, he was trying to give the gift, but everyone was holding these baskets. I do not want to do that, so I won't. I took my iPad out of its case so I could handle it more easily. So he was carrying these. He said, but everybody has these arms full of mangoes, and there's no room for my gift. And the people said, but Krishna, we love the mangoes. And so he went away, never having given the gift. So are you, this Thanksgiving week, are you going into Thanksgiving not willing to put down the mangoes so you can see what the greater gift is? What is that greater gift that life has for you, that God has for you? What is it that you're being asked to open to? In our journal, it goes on to say, not only are we asked to give thanks in all things, but as spiritually maturing people, to give thanks for all things. What? For all things? Are you kidding me? I just had a heartbreak. I just had a disappointment. I just lost a lawsuit. I just got a divorce. I just, whatever horrible thing is happening, just had a diagnosis, whatever it is. Here's the truth. God is everywhere present. God didn't leave because of that result. God can't leave you. God can't leave me. God is present. So you ask in your silent moment, what is the good for me in this? Reminds me of Emma Curtis Hopkins, who said, learn to say there is good for me and I demand to see it. There's a bliss too is God. This too is good. And I demand to see my blessing in it. Don't put your tail between your legs and slink off. This too is God. This too is good. Demand to see your blessing in it. I was reading, as I was prepping for this, I was reading an essay. It was a beautiful essay, and I'm not going to share the whole thing, but the question was, why aren't prayers answered? And the person who wrote this very amazing answer gave kind of the platitudes that we might give. It's not God's no, it's just God's delay. It's not God's denial. It's not a no, it's a maybe, and all of those things. But the writer said something I thought was so much more than that. The writer said, so you can keep on praying. Don't stop praying because you were disappointed. Keep praying anyway. Say yes anyway. The poet Rumi, this is one, Reverend Judy, that you have quoted, so I feel that this is my tribute to you. It's the chickpea. The chickpea to cook. A chickpea leaps almost over the rim of the pot where it's being boiled. Why are you doing this to me? The cook knocks him down with a ladle. Don't you try to jump out. Do you think I'm torturing you? I'm giving you a flavor so you can mix with spices and rice and be the lovely vitality of a human being. Remember when you drank rain in the garden? That was for this. Grace first, sexual pleasure, then a boiling new life begins, and the friend has something good to eat. Eventually, the chickpea will say to the cook, boil me some more. Hit me with that skimming spoon. I can't do this by myself. I'm like an elephant that dreams of gardens back in Hindustan and doesn't pay attention to his driver. You're my cook, my driver, my way into existence. I love your cooking. The cook says, I was once like you, fresh from the ground. Then I boiled in time and I boiled in the body. Two fierce boilings. My animal soul grew powerful. I controlled it with practices and boiled some more and boiled once beyond that and became your teacher. So what that poem is saying is we are the chickpea. And when things get hot, we try to jump away. We try to jump out of the pot. And the cook, meaning God, pushes us back in. We don't like it. No one likes to be boiled. No one likes uncomfortableness. But if it's part of our path, there has to be some good to it because God is good. There has to be not only a happy ending, but a reason for this middle part, a reason, a grace, something, some reason that we can be inspired by. That chickpea becomes tasty, becomes delicious, becomes very important to life because it gives of itself. That's us. We give of ourselves to the best of our ability. So, give thanks when there are things that are good. Give thanks when there are things that you don't understand as being good. Give thanks for the hot water. And give thanks for the newness that you will bring. Having come through, and you know this already, most of us are here because at some time or other, life has pushed us down. Life has put us in that boiling pot. We've had a disappointment, a disease, a diagnosis. Someone's left us. Someone's disappointed us. And yet, not only did we survive, we thrived. Because that thing within you that God is life itself. It's thriving, and it's thriving in you now. Can you give thanks in all things and for all things? I was preparing this, and there were a couple of times in my life I've been very moved by the words other people have said to me about my work. And I want to read one of those. It's from Laura Macy, and it's a thank you card. But I want to read what she says about her spiritual path and about our center. As I continue on my path, I have so much more abundance, tools, love, and ever-growing faith. Your presence and wisdom has been a great part of my growth. I was finding it easier to create and thrive in a healthier way. I look forward to further learning and contributing to the center. I feel very blessed to have found this place, and I am immensely grateful for the richness that is ever present here. Having you in my life has opened many wonderful opportunities. Having you in my life Laura, Harry, and all the rest of you has opened many wonderful possibilities to me, many opportunities. This is the greatest joy I have, is to help people rise up, especially when in pain. Today we are celebrating this wonderful ordination of three absolutely fantastic ministers. And so, yes, go ahead. I feel very blessed that not only did I teach them, but that they stayed and supported this center, that they stayed here as their spiritual home. So today, we'll practice gratitude for the new beginnings that occur with ordination. We won't forget about anything. We're still that chickpea. But we remember it's God who holds the ladle. It's God who pushes us back into. It's not anything. There's nothing that's ever for our discomfort, for our pain. Everything is for our joy, for our becoming, for our good. I heard someone talking about Thanksgiving and talking about the pilgrims and wondering if there were turkeys. I'm thinking, don't you know anything? I mean, of course there were turkeys. There were wild turkeys. That's the whole point, that there were turkey dinners then. So over that, and I just want to say about Wednesday evening before I close. Wednesday evening isn't about me presenting something. It's about me opening you, giving you the opportunity to say thank you, to say what you're grateful for. Because, and the theme is Blessed Always, from the wonderful song by Ricky Byers Beckwith, it just simply says, blessed always, blessed always. May this joy be so triumphant that we rest in God and say amen. May this joy be so triumphant. The prayer of gratitude, I want to say one more thing, sorry. One more thing. We teach a five-step prayer here. It's a great prayer. It's so good. It's so practical. And this is the time, the chickpea time is when you make it a seven-step prayer. It's the time when you say, there's something that is going on that's not the truth of God, can't be the truth of me, and therefore I deny its roots, its substance, its truth. The truth is that we are one with this magnificent wholeness that God is. So if you happen to be that chickpea this week or next week or any week following, use that seven-step prayer and you will be so happy you did. So I'm going to close.